It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Man, Bob, we're halfway through January already, man. Where does this time go? It just seems like we were doing the holidays, and bam, we're a month out now. But anyway, I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We're here to brighten your weekend and maybe smoke it up a little bit. Cajun grill of mine is puffing away in the backyard right now. I got some brisket on for some friends and some beef ribs, and the cats were happy because I trimmed that brisket last night. And of course, you know, when you trim that fat off, sometimes you make a little nick. And of course, I cut the edge off where the cryovac kind of cooks it, and the cats get all of that, what used to be Zeus's treat.
Right.
And they're happy. They were purring. They wanted some petting when I left this morning.
It's funny you say that. Since the last time we talked, we cooked up the other half of that dry-aged New York strip loin that I aged for the Christmas. And I did the same thing. You cut the ends off because they're crusty, and then after you cut the steaks, I just trim it real thin to get the crusty stuff off the outside, right? And, ooh, the center's just wonderful. But my dog has now found a real liking to dry-aged crust off of, and she
Why
was,
not?
She was eating it raw right off there, but, you know, it's been aged for 30 days, so, but... It was, yeah, begging for the stuff, man.
My vet told me the best thing I can give my dog is raw red meat.
Yeah.
Because they're wolves.
Right.
That's what they are.
Right.
That's what they were invented to do.
Yeah. Funny.
So I am going to post on our website the results of the bacon challenge. For Christmas, Jop got me a pork belly from Sobeys. And a cool little kit online that we talked about a week or two ago. I brined it for 11 days. And
is that how long it's supposed to be? That seems like a long time to me.
No, they recommended 9, but...
you forgot a couple days?
No, I just had to pull it off when I could smoke it. So
well, it's true.
It had to stay in the brine a little extra, and it didn't hurt a thing. Matter of fact, it was some of the best bacon I've ever had.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the family, we've got extended people in the house right now. And let me tell you something. Little Genevieve at 1 year old loves bacon.
Grandpa's little grilling girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
there
right.
You go.
And I came home the other night, and we had a group of women over there. Jordan's girlfriend was over. She lives in town now. And Maggie and, of course, Maureen and Olivia and everybody, and they had a baked potato buffet set up, and there was all kinds of chopped up bacon there.
Yeah.
Just about finished off that slab. But I got to tell you, I took good pictures of this whole thing, and I'm going to put an extensive post on the Grillin' Guys website, and you're going to see that anybody can do this. This is not... It's not rocket science. Perfect time of the year to do it. Go to your favorite butcher and pick up a pork belly. You can get a half of one or whatever size you want. The bigger, the better, because that stuff's going to go fast, baby.
Right.
Let me tell you that. And it's just a matter of patience. You got to make your brine. You got to turn it over a couple times a day. I put it in a soft cooler and a garbage bag and just flip the whole thing every day. And kept it outside, brought it in at night so it didn't freeze. And it's the perfect weather.
Right.
That Cajun grill, kudos to T-Gid and his brother Greg, that thing just chugs along beautifully. And I was doing a lot of sticks in it versus charcoal because I wanted my heat low and my smoke high. And I am so impressed with how it turned out. And that's honestly since 1975... That's the first time I have smoked bacon.
Yeah.
And I did it in 75 at a college job in Grand Rapids for Vandenbrink Meat Company. And
right.
We smoked them in giant racks, 190 degrees for, I think, 11 hours. And the hams would stay in for 17 or 19 hours. But
right.
190 degrees, and I kept that thing pegged about 210. It's cold out, very little charcoal. When it would start getting cold, I'd throw another stick and a little handful of charcoal on, and I did it in offset fashion. You can do it with any charcoal grill, and oh my gosh, Chop, I think I have a little piece at home, and I gotta remember to try and save it for you, but I don't know.
No, it ain't gonna make it. Don't save it. It's that good when it's fresh
it
like
so
that.
Good.
Too.
Slicing, yeah. It's the trick.
But
and you got a meat slicer.
I did.
So,
I bought one.
I'm gonna do that too.
Right.
Because it's very tedious. I use one of my big long brisket knives to slice it. So it was a little thicker than you'd normally buy it, but it was so perfect. Thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad. You know, for the man who's got everything, you have to search a little while to get you something that you can enjoy.
You hit the honey hole right there,
yeah,
buddy.
Right. Well, you know, if you're a grilling guy, pretty much bacon is a safe bet.
That's right.
Know? But
yeah.
But making your own, you know, it's easy to drive to Sobeys and get his because his is excellent as well. But it was, you know, just the novelty of doing something and doing it yourself. So
I did another brisket this week for my buddy John Grilley, who's a mechanic for Watson Country. And I hope you all like that up there. It turned out beautiful. It was same process again on the Cajun because it's a small one. I don't have any other small smokers right now, so that's become my go-to piece, and it's so easy. I've got it in the right spot. I can come out of the garage, hit it, keep my charcoal inside, and I hope they like that up there. Watson Country, I think it's a Ford Jeep dealer, and they did a great job on my Jeep, so I'm much appreciative, and there's a little treat for you boys up there.
Nice. Nice. We're going to talk a little bit about comfort food all day today, and so I'll save a couple things that I'm thinking of for the upcoming segments, but Thursday of this week, I did a barbecue for my coworkers. It was kind of our holiday party that we never had during the holidays.
Right.
And so that turned out well, but I made a cowboy brownie in a big skillet. And
what's a cowboy brownie?
Oh, it had some, it's cocoa with the flour, I made a from scratch brownie rather than a mix. And then, but we put, I toasted some walnuts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say jerky.
No. I toasted some walnuts in the skillet before I made it, and it just turned out great, and had a little chocolate icing on it. Nothing special, but that reminds me of comfort food because I'd never done that before, but I had that big 24-inch skillet that you bought me, and we loaded that thing up and took it there, and man, those things, they were super sweet, but ooh, they were good. But really, you know, everybody's like, wow, this tastes like my mom used to make this, you know, home comfort, and I'm like, good. That's what I was supposed to do in the middle of January. Right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're not going to talk about a lot of grilling, but we're going to talk about a lot of food and our favorite foods for soups and stews and chilies. So you'll want to stick around for that. It's imperative that if you have trouble getting our broadcast in your market at a time that's convenient, that you simply go to our website and get the podcast because it's a wonderful way to listen to anything you like, and we are all podcasting more and more, but our podcast numbers are huge, and they go all over the world, which is really cool. We have troops over in the Middle East that listen. God bless you boys and women, I should say.
And you got a son over there still, don't you?
I do. Yep. That's right. And I doubt that he listens. He's heard too much.
He gets enough of you.
Yeah,
I get it.
Now, what's really cool is we do WhatsApp, and he calls me usually outside having a stogie. I send him some really nice stogies, and so he'll sit outside and have a stogie, and it's pretty funny.
In 100-degree weather or wherever he's at,
no,
right?
It's like 70 now, 65.
Oh.
Tolerable. Yeah, it is. And fortunately, this next summer he'll be coming home, and his brother will be home from his Air Force training, and we'll have us a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So coming up next, we're going to get a little comfy in a bowl of soup. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.